CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Wednesday evening, CNN had a town hall which mainly promoted the banning of guns. Now, this was moderated by Jake Tapper, and questions were asked in the audience. Now, Marco Rubio was in attendance, as was NRA spokesman Dana Lash, who actually, folks, yelled murderer when she was talking. Colton Hobb is a 16-year-old student who went to Marjory Stoneman High School. He says what he expected when he showed up last night outside the town hall.
I expected to be able to ask my questions and give my opinion on my questions.
Hobb says what happened when CNN saw his question.
CNN had originally asked me to write a speech and questions, and it ended up being all scripted.
That audio courtesy of WPLG-TV. SpaceX hopes to take to the skies yet again, assuming the weather is right. That's according to USA Today. CEO Elon Musk tweeted that the company hopes to launch a Falcon 9 rocket with two test satellites for the company's planned global satellite internet service called Starlink. For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Yesterday, President Donald Trump hosted a listening session at the White House with victims and family members and survivors of gun violence. Today, President Trump is set to meet with state and local officials to discuss school safety at the White House. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee joined Fox News to say why he was a big fan of the listening session.
I've been to a lot of these presidential forums over the years, and most of them are scripted down to the last detail. And what I appreciated about this was that it wasn't scripted. It allowed people the freedom to express very emotionally. And how can you talk about this without being very emotional?
Major League Baseball will begin showing support for the Parkland, Florida community beginning tomorrow. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
All Major League clubs will be wearing the caps of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School Eagles baseball team as the spring training games get underway on Friday. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said, "We hope this demonstration will help contribute to the healing process of everyone affected by this horrible tragedy." The baseball caps will be signed, then auctioned to benefit funds related to assisting everyone affected by the horrible tragedy. I'm John Clemens.
To save some money on your next Uber ride, put on your walking shoes. The ride-hailing service rolled out its Express Pool service as its cheaper version than its Uber Pool option. Express Pool more closely resembles public bus service with newspaper reports. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All righty. We're going to have some fun today, kids. Lots of see, I told you so moments. Here on the Watchdog on Wall Street. We're going way back. Way back with some of them. But I want to see what, I'm going to test everybody's memory right now. See if they can remember this, okay? 1964. The Bank of England discovers that someone out there was stockpiling vast quantities of gold. And they suspect that it's international bullion dealer Orrick Goldfinger, the guy being involved. So what do? They send good old James Bond 007 to investigate. And what does Bond uncover? Remember Operation Grand Slam? Remember that? It was a market manipulation scheme that would have artificially driven the price of gold to incredible heights. What was Goldfinger do? Remember, he was going to set the nuke off there at Fort Knox and make all the gold radioactive? Anyway, Goldfinger, I mean, you got to think about it. That was a big market manipulation scam, and he could have just gotten a job on Wall Street, made it a lot easier on himself. He was got to come up with all these far-flung ways of making lots and lots of money in those Bond films, especially the old ones. Actually, do you remember that Saturday Night Live skit that they did where they got all the Bond bad guys together? Like, no, don't do anything complicated. Just shoot him. What was it in Goldfinger? He had Bond strapped to that table, and the laser beam was coming up ever so slowly, was going to cut him in half. Remember that? Anyway. Yeah. Just as we expected, you've got various different firms out there right now that are being accused of manipulating the VIX. That's right, the VIX. Oh, we've heard a lot about the VIX lately, right? Oh, yeah, we've heard all sorts of stuff about the VIX. It's come out of nowhere. Oh, it's forcing the markets to go here, there, and everywhere. And if you got a whistleblower comes out and explains how this is done. The CBOE, they're all upset about this, and they're saying it's not possible. And I'm telling you, it is. Is it possible? It happens all the time. I want to talk a little bit about these two papers that were put together, and they were highlighted in The Economist, the UK publication. Again, this is stuff that you're not going to hear in the mainstream media. You should. No, it'll show up in The Economist, and people read The Economist, but not many. I'd be one of the dorks that actually does. There was two papers they were talking about. One was Brokers and Order Flow Leakage, Evidence from Fire Sales. The other one is the relevance of broker networks for information diffusion in the stock market. Well, what do these papers tell us? Basically, the market's rigged. Badly rigged. And they show how well-connected insiders, how they made money off the financial crisis. The other paper actually shows that the entire share trading system is rigged. Oh, yeah. According to The Economist, the insider trading is pervasive. The approach reflects a new way of analyzing conduct in the financial markets. It also raises questions about how to treat behavior if it is systemic rather than limited to the occasional rogue trader. The first paper actually starts talking about the private meetings that
government officials had here in America during the crisis with financial institutions. What was not made public at the time were the details about the TARP program. Okay, how much money was going to be involved, how it would be allocated. This mattered as the very survival of some of the institutions was at stake. And again, hundreds of billions of dollars were pledged. Now, knowing the structure and the scope of the bailout in advance, let's just say would have made you a lot of money. The paper examines conduct at 497 financial institutions between 2005 and 2011, pays particular attention to individuals who had previously worked in the federal government, in institutions including the Federal Reserve. And it's kind of interesting. Now, if you take a look and you follow these institutions 2 years prior to TARP, their trading gave no evidence of unusual insight. But all of a sudden, magic, 9 months after TARP was announced, they had wow, their trading results were off the charts. They knew everything that was like they knew what was going to happen. It was like that they were Biff from Back to the Future 2 with the sports almanac. Instead, they had a stock chart. The other papers take a look at data from 1999 to 2014. And it basically, it tracks trading transactions, covers over 300 brokers, and focused on the 30 largest, where 80 to 85% of the trading volume actually goes. What they found out is that, large investors tend to trade more in periods ahead of important announcements. Now, which is odd. Why would you do that unless you actually knew what was going to happen? Unless you knew what the information was going to be. How would you go about getting that information, huh? How would you know about that? Again, you want a good analogy. Remember how the Duke brothers from Trading Places, they had to get the crop report, and they hired Meeks to get the crop report so they could trade on that information? Oh, you don't think that goes on? Oh, yeah. They're actually taking a look at this, is that the actual information was given out not only to the favored clients of these firms to help boost their own business. Okay. All right, so Markowski, you're telling us all this stuff. Why in the world would I ever want to be invested in a stock market that's rigged and fixed and all that stuff anyway? Well, you know that it is. I know that it is. That's the train. It's the train. And we've been fighting here now for decades, trying to thwart this, trying to stop this. And again, it's a Sisyphean battle. I keep pushing the rock on top of the hill. It keeps rolling right back down on top of me. But that's not going to stop me. Shouldn't stop you either. Again, it should give you pause, though. What do you learn from this? What's to learn from what I just told you? Okay, the markets are manipulated. And you know what? They are taking money out of your pocket, and they're taking my money out of my pocket by doing this. They are. Well, again, unless you are a bigwig, I mean, I'm talking a bigwig. Guys, not seven figures, you're small potatoes. We're talking more along the lines of high eight to nine figure clients. You're not going to be taken care of. You're not. If you're one of those guys, sure, yeah, you'll be able to have access to that type of information. But the rest of us were just peasants. Again, we know this. We know what they do. There's nothing really much we can do about it. Don't play their game. What I mean by playing their game is sell into extraordinarily high volatility where they're able to take advantage of you. See this happen all the time, especially with a lot of beginners out there when it comes to trading. And they put stops in and they do various different things and they're constantly getting picked off. And they can't figure out why they're getting the low print every single time, or the high print for the day. They can't figure out why. Well, you're not very consequential. You have to understand that it is what it is. We're going to talk about some things today on the program. We're going to get into dollar cost averaging and some of the ways that you can help insulate yourself from the crooks. But ask yourself this question. Why would you work with one of the crooks? Really? Again, there's no honor amongst thieves, is there? Why would you have an account at one of those big firms that is rigging the system? They're not helping you. Anyway, I'm going to take a break here. When we get back. Actually, I'm going to get into a different bit of a story when we get back. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about something. This is a blast from the past. A little bit about Sarbanes-Oxley. Great piece this past week in the Wall Street Journal, which was basically it was an echo chamber piece. What we've been yelling and screaming about here for a very long period of time. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. Putting on the Ritz.
Want an easy way to brighten up your day? Get beautiful new window fashions from the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America, Budget Blinds. It's easy because Budget Blinds does it all for you with style and service for every budget. We're your neighborhood experts, and we bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. Right now, we make it easier than ever with savings up to $500 on select window coverings. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. See for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Call and get savings up to $500, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Brighten up your day the easy way. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ah, yes. Are they a one-hit wonder? I can't think of any other songs by Talk. Big 80s hit. Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. This past January. I mean, we've been on the air for 18 years now, the big weekend program. And this past January, all in one fell swoop, we added 58 new stations. 58 new stations. It's been a lot. It's been great. It's been awesome. It's been a ton of work. One of the reasons being is that many people have they've never heard anything like this before. You know, it's like the Joker from the first Batman and a Jack Nicholson Joker. Wait till I get a load of me. Yeah. People haven't heard this stuff. They're learning things. And listen, I can't tell you people how much I appreciate the emails and the kudos and all the stuff that you send me. I really, really do. I appreciate it. It is hard, though. I'm just telling you right now. It's very, very difficult for me to answer everyone. It's not so much answer everyone. It's just respond to everyone. I don't want to have one of those automatic, email things. And we have to first get to the people that are calling and emailing and asking for help with their portfolios. We obviously get to those people first. But anyway, I did notice this past week, and I figured I'd deal with this all together. A lot of people congratulating me. Congratulating me on calling the what was going to happen in the market this past week. And I'm reading these things, and I'm like, what? I never said what was going to happen this week in the market. I spent a long time last week explaining how the market reacts to things and how you should handle it, but I never called that the market was going to bounce back on Monday. You think that I know that? Do you think that anybody knows that? And we mean know as in a certainty. No, that's not what we do here. That's not what we do here. We're not casino gamblers. We don't gamble. I'm not going to guess what's going to happen with the markets or what's going to happen with the Dow or the NASDAQ. It's over a short period of time. I can't do that. We laid out to you last week various different scenarios. Scenarios where, hey, if you are the worst market timer ever, if you bought at the high before the crash in 87, before the dot-com collapse, before the financial crisis in 2008, you are still coming out way ahead. And that is if you are the worst market timer. So why bother trying? When people hurt themselves is that they try to guess. And they jump in and they jump out. And we'll talk a little bit more about dollar cost averaging a little bit later on in the program. But anyway, appreciate the kudos, guys, but I didn't say that. Anyway, I want to talk about something that has been, it's been a thorn in my side. Thorn in my side for a very, very long, long time. Back in the 1990s, we called it. I mean, we wrote Understanding Enron. We said, listen, I don't think that this company's going to make it. We didn't understand it. Couldn't figure it out. Didn't make any sense to me. We called WorldCom. We warned people about all of the dot-coms and the dizzying heights that they were at. Warned everybody that there's going to be major shakeup. There's going to be major issues. I lived downtown New York at that point in time. And I remember showing up at the office, and there would be a stack. I would have a stack of prospectuses on my desk every single day. And I go looking through these things, and I'm looking at the business model, where the money was going to go, and I'm like, fail, 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 fail. And even some of the ones that I looked at were some that I wasn't sure. I'll tell you some of the ones I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure about Amazon. Why was I not sure about Amazon? Because just selling books online didn't do it for me. But their business got better, did it not? Now it sells everything online. But anyway, going back to that point in time. Remember when Alan Greenspan said, this was actually 2009, talking about the financial crisis, and he was mentioning how he didn't understand how these big firms would do all this stuff, and you know how it would be harmful to them too, even though they were making money. And I started laughing. It's like, Alan, you ever hear the story of the scorpion and the frog? And how the scorpion asked the frog to take him across the river, and the frog's like, you're nuts! I'm not taking it across the river. You're going to kill me. You're going to sting me. It's like, I'm not going to do that. If I do that, we're both going to die. So halfway across the river, what does the scorpion do? Stings the frog. And the frog's like, why did you do that? It's my nature. Yeah, you want to quote Chris Rock, that tiger didn't go crazy. That tiger went tiger. That's what these firms do. And in the 1990s, they decided to basically turn their investment banking departments into, well, and sales staffs, into boiler room. The things that took place at that point in time were no different than what was taking place at Stratton Oakmont or any of the other boiler room operations. What these firms did was they laddered up these companies, which they knew were garbage, and made themselves as much money. And they don't care. It's Wall Street. They will sell you if you're buying. If you're going to buy it, they are going to sell it. And they'll put a nice, fancy, shiny brochure on it. And they'll put their logo on it. And they'll tell you it's awesome. Well, what happened? It all came crumbling down, did it not? Yes, it did. Companies that... I'm sorry. I got to remind. There was a company. It was touted all the time. This just popped in my head. It was touted all the time on CNBC. I remember. And they kept talking about their CEO, who used to work at Goldman Sachs. He left Goldman Sachs to start this company. I don't know if you remember this. Remember Cozimo? Cozimo, the business was they were going to deliver videos to your apartment or your house in major cities, and also like Ben and Jerry's ice cream. And you could return the videos to Starbucks. They had like little boxes there. And I was saying to myself, did they really think that this company was going to make it? Did matter. The public was buying. But anyway, what happened? What happened was it fell apart. And like usual, what does the public do, unfortunately, is they look to government. They look for government to come in and solve all of the problems. Look to government. Here we come to save the day, Mighty Mouse, or you can do Humpty Dumpty, all the king's horses and all the king's men. And they never put Humpty back together again, do they? What they do is they make matters worse. They make matters worse. That's why we like to call Washington, D.C., there in the Capitol building, the cathedral of unintended consequences. Anyway, one of the worst pieces of legislation to come out of this that has hurt the markets ever since, Sarbanes-Oxley. That's right, Sarbanes-Oxley. Does it ring a bell? You remember that one? Well, I do. We're going to talk about it when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, kicked off today just outside of Washington, D.C. One of the speakers, a highlight already, was Vice President Mike Pence. Let's take a listen to what Mike Pence had to say about gun violence and how to protect our children.
As the President has said, no child, no teacher should ever be in danger in an American school. Earlier this week, President Trump called on Congress to strengthen background checks, and 2 days ago he directed the Department of Justice to expedite the regulation of bump stocks.
Shelters are open across the Midwest today to help people who are forced from their homes due to flooding in the Midwest as rivers swollen by heavy rains and melting snow continue to rise in Indiana, Michigan, and other states. Flood warnings remain in effect across the Midwest. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, kids. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. The one, the only, the place we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a beatdown. FYI, let me tell you something. George W. Bush was a much greater purveyor of rules, regulation, and red tape than Bill Clinton. Nah, I'm not kidding. Not even close. And one of the most god-awful pieces of regulation and rules and overall garbage was Sarbanes-Oxley. Again, everybody's grabbing their torches and pitchforks because of Enron and WorldCom and dot-com companies going out of business. So what do we do? Well, we put some of the guys from Enron in jail. We decided to assassinate, because that's what it was. You assassinated Arthur Andersen, which was one of the country's largest accounting firms, for the misdeeds of a few people that actually worked there. And we decided to come up with all sorts of crazy rules and regulations. Yep. And what did it do? What did it do? It was bad. It was bad. It's been bad. It's still bad. And again, I want to remind everybody, I am a Wall Street purist. I love the creation of new companies. I love the concept, the idea that one can have that great idea and go to New York and get funding and be able to build it. That stopped. It's been shut off. And not only that, as a major reason why we have inequality here in this country. You talk about inequality? Yeah, we have it now. One of the reasons is Sarbanes-Oxley. One of the rules in Sarbanes-Oxley, it's Section 404. And what it does is it imposes a very intrusive audit regime on almost every aspect of a public company's operation. And it was a piece in the Wall Street Journal written by Scott Powell, an economist, talking about this, which is an echo chamber, because we've been talking about this stuff for over 10 years now. Let me explain you something. If you're a small company, you're a startup, you're that guy with the mousetrap that's got the better mousetrap, you've got to pay upwards of $2 million a year in annual costs just to comply with these rules. Now, if you've got a business plan and you're just getting started, and all of a sudden you've got a $2 million cost for just paperwork, this Section 44 audits, it focuses on minute operational details. Tiny. I'm taking on the type of crap that went on at WorldCom and Dynegy and some of the other ones at that point in time. And what has happened? Well, take a look. You combine with all the mergers and acquisitions that we've seen happen and certain companies that have gone under. In 1996, there were 7,322 public companies listed on United States stock exchanges. Today, 3,671. 3,671. Now, there's a lot of bad things that are about this. First and foremost, who likes these Sarbanes-Oxley rules? Who always likes regulations? Big companies. The status quo. The companies that are on top now. Now, think about why. We like to call this regulatory capture. Regulatory capture. It insulates the status quo, the big companies, the big boys, the fat cats of today. It insulates them from further competition. Companies can't get access to capital. They can't go public. They can't, the existing, let's say, mousetrap company can't have a new mousetrap come and compete with it because they can't get access to capital. Yeah, go to a bank and try to get a loan. Good luck with that. Before Sarbanes-Oxley, new companies could remain entrepreneurial, nimble. What the law did was it created massive disincentives to go to the public markets and raise money. The costs were too high. So what happened then? A lot of these companies said, well, we've got no choice but to have somebody buy us, or we'll stay private and we'll go to venture capital firms or private equity firms to get money. And this is what you see now in Silicon Valley. All of these, Uber, for example, and I'm not a fan of that company, but they've done layers of finance where all these people in at a very, very low level. When Uber goes public or when some of these companies go public, they're just selling out those venture capitalists and insiders at those levels. It keeps the average investor out. That's where we get into the inequality. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. Got to take a quick break right here. Again, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, you name it, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
This report is brought to you by the American Egg Board and the Egg Nutrition Center. February is American Heart Month, a perfect time to examine your dietary choices and determine if you are making the right decisions for your heart. You may not think of eggs as part of a heart-healthy diet, but this nutrient powerhouse is a perfect pair to whole grains, vegetables, and other heart-healthy foods. Decades of research have demonstrated that healthy adults can enjoy eggs without impacting their risk of heart disease. In fact, A recent study suggests eating one egg a day may reduce risk of stroke by 12%. Dr. Tia M. Raines, Executive Director at the Egg Nutrition Center.
Everyone loves the taste and convenience of eggs, and they should feel good about eating them, too. One large egg has varying amounts of 13 essential vitamins and minerals and high-quality protein, all for 70 calories. And don't toss the yolk. It contains most of the egg's nutrients, including choline, which has been linked to brain health.
For more information on eggs and an overall heart-healthy diet, visit eggnutritioncenter.org.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I want to remind everybody, all of my columns are archived on our website, and you want to go back and take a look at what we were talking about, what we were writing about back at that point in time. Just enter the name Elliot Spitzer. Elliot Spitzer back then was putting himself out there as the sheriff on Wall Street. The guy pretty much makes me want to throw up in my mouth. He is a dirtbag of monumental proportions. He put nobody behind bars. Oh, they came up with the global settlement. They got Sarbanes-Oxley. And what are we yelling and screaming about? We said, well, of course, you know, white-collar crime pays on Wall Street, which it does. Pays on Wall Street, you can get away with it. White-collar crime pays. And again, these guys will be back with some new scam. Lo and behold, what did we get? Yeah. Collateralized debt obligations, mortgage securities, all this other crap that Wall Street got involved with after they stopped looking to finance America. We were yelling and screaming about this while it was taking place. While it was happening, and saying, where are all the IPOs? Where are all the investment banking deals? Why doesn't Wall Street do this stuff anymore? Well, they're not gonna. Companies don't want to go public anymore. Yeah, it was a big deal. Hey, let me tell you something about Elliot Spitzer. Remember he did that PR poster where he was holding a baseball bat that was on fire, like he's cleaning up the big firms. You know what Elliot Spitzer did? He took all the heads of the big firms down to Mineta's Tavern, which is an Italian restaurant on Sullivan Street in New York, not far from Bleecker Street. And they had a back room, and they discussed that, hey, you know what? You're going to give me money to help me be governor, which they did. Elliot Spitzer became governor. They were grooming Spitzer to be president. They were. I mean, they thought he was on the fast track to become president. Well, he turned out to be client number nine. Yeah. Anyway. When people can't get involved, average Americans can't get involved in a lot of these companies down at the ground floor, it's a bit of a problem. Not to mention the workers at these companies. You know how much wealth was created by people that were mopping the floors, that were answering phones at companies like Microsoft and Apple and FedEx and all these people that got stock options in their companies because they were publicly traded? A lot of wealth. That stuff is going away. We need to, again, one of the things that Donald Trump really needs to look to is he really looks to, we almost need, you want to do it, you want to keep some of the rules and regulations from Sarbanes-Oxley. Well, okay, maybe you can find a few things in there. But you almost need a Sarbanes-Oxley 2.0. And we need to unleash Wall Street in the sense of out there financing the investment banking arm, looking for companies to go ahead and build and create and do the things that we used to do. Again, I'm a Wall Street purist, kids. Watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. I'll probably listen and say, well, Markowski, you want these investment banks back? Yeah, I do. Listen, one of the ways that we're going to get those investment banks back is, and I've suggested this as well, we need to bring back Glass-Steagall, where we break up all of the big financial institutions and cut them back down to size. There was a lot of smaller investment banks out there that took companies public, a lot of good companies, and yeah, there was a lot of bad. And I, like I said here, you know what? You're going to get bad apples all the time. But again, people, you also have to be smarter. You have to be a little bit smarter than that. I mean, you take a look at a prospectus and you take a look at what their business plan is and what they're planning on doing with the capital, and you can make a decision. People were just buying anything that had a .com attached to it back then, and Wall Street knew it. Now, they exacerbated the problem by having their analysts put buy recommendations on companies that they knew were crappy. Now, this is where we bring back Glass-Steagall, and it makes things a lot better because you don't allow these various different businesses to be under one roof. If you want to be an investment advisor, that's one business. You want to be an investment banking firm, you're that business. You want to be a commercial bank, that's another business. Separate everything. Separate everything, and there'll be a lot less malfeasance out there, without a doubt. Again, since they, you know, they got rid of Glass-Steagall, what good has been done? What has Wall Street done since then? Huh? They gave us all sorts of fake recommendations and ripped people off in dot-coms. They gave us collateralized debt obligations, mortgage-backed securities. That whole collapse right then and there. Basically, what they do is they don't create companies. They don't help build companies anymore. They build assets, what they call assets, out of thin air. That's the business they need to get away from. But anyway, I mentioned this earlier on in the program, said I was going to get to it. Dollar cost averaging, what it means. And I did touch on it last week. This is something that people have to stick with, okay? It's a discipline. You got it? It is a discipline. It's like if you're disciplined to get up in the morning and do X amount of push-ups or sit-ups. It's something that you do. And how it works is that you don't know, like I said earlier on the program, the fact that I don't know what the markets are going to do. So every month you pay yourself. And I actually break it down to pick a day. Or if money is coming out from every paycheck, you know what days you get your paycheck and when it goes into your 401k plan, your retirement plan. You pick a day and you do not deviate. You don't deviate. You just do it. You don't second guess. Markets are volatile all over the place. You don't say, well, you know, maybe I better hold off this month. No. No, that's not a discipline. It doesn't work that way. There was an article I was reading this past week. They were talking about, I don't know if you're familiar with the 4% rule. 4% rule is basically you spend no more than 4% of your initial balance when you retire. So, for example, if you retire and you've got $1 million, well, then you can get $40,000 for that over the course of the year. Well, the 4% rule is kind of going by the wayside for many different reasons. One of which is, well, obviously people are living longer and healthier lives. But it's being kind of thrown into disarray for other reasons as well. The fact that, well, I might not be able to make it with just that amount of money considering the higher cost of health care. And what it's going to cost you for health care when you are retired. The numbers are extraordinary. And they're going up. They're not going down. Again, we can hope we could start bending that cost curve down. But we're not right now. We're not. Now, let me put this into perspective. Again, they touted this as good news. They said that 86% of baby boomers, now age 53 to 71, are in good financial shape for retirement. But you know what that means? Good financial shape for retirement. That means just being able to pay for essential expenses. Now, I'm not talking travel, I'm not talking vacation or any type of leisure. That's just essential. Let me give you another bit of a heads up here, kids. Average health spending is projected to rise from 41% of average Social Security income to 50% by 2030. Yeah. So that means if you're getting a Social Security check. Your health care spending is expected to eat up half of that Social Security check. This is the reality right now. Now, again, I don't know what is going to happen down the road. I don't. Again, I can hope and pray that we go to a free market system when it comes to healthcare and we can start bending that cost curve down. But again, I'm going with the terrain right now. I'm going with the terrain, meaning that I'm preparing my clients. Preparing my clients for this. And again, this involves a retirement rethink for many people. Many people out there, they are stuck and they are determined and they're saying, I don't care, I'm going to stop working at this date. Well, have you really examined what that's going to cost you and what type of life you're going to end up leading? This is an interesting topic. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this when we get back next hour. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Get all the help you need right there at our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or you can give us a call, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
We want to ensure that when we see warning signs, we act quickly. When we have somebody that's mentally unstable, or like this guy that was a sicko, and there was a lot of warning signs. A lot of people were calling saying, hey, he's going to do something bad. People have to act.
President Donald Trump meeting with state and local officials to talk school safety and gun safety. Attorney General Pam Bondi, also in the room with the president, talked about what Florida is doing to make it easier for kids and students to report suspicious behavior.
They can automatically send something that says, I'm going to buy a gun, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And one of the girls who I met with, one of the students, told me he had been doing this since middle school. He had bullied her, and she reported it. So it will all, they can instantly, and they can do it with anonymity. Put it in this app.
Good.
It'll go in the app, and it'll go to one clearinghouse with state law enforcement.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
The Reverend Billy Graham was famous for his evangelizing crusades all around the world. He counseled presidents from Carter all the way up to President Trump. He did always remember his humble roots. That's according to his son, Franklin Graham. Graham was also asked on the Today Show how his father wanted to be remembered.
He would want to be remembered as a preacher. I asked him, when my mother passed away, we knew what she wanted on her tombstone, so I asked my father, so there wouldn't be any argument among us children. Daddy, what do you want on your tombstone? And he thought about that. He said, preacher. So that's what's going to be on his tombstone, preacher.
One of the many early highlights of CPAC was Wayne LaPierre, the CEO and Executive Vice President of the NRA. Let's take a listen to a portion of his comments.
Evil walks among us, and God help us if we don't harden our schools and protect our kids.
This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
And participating KFC's own.